welcome to Give Them the Boot. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm Linda Bull, your host today and every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9.30 with a whole schwack of Italian folk music. You're listening to Riccardo Tesi and a track called A Corsa from his album Presente Remoto. He is a wonderful Tuscan accordion player, so let's listen to the rest of that. And today I've got some new music by Southern Italian vocal group Farawalla, along with a whole bunch of other stuff, so keep tuned in.
Canto sa canzone alla fu. danza de flu blanco.
That's from an album called Stari Most by Stefano Saletti and Piccola Banda Icona, who are favourites of mine. They've got two albums. Stari Most was the first album that they brought out a few years ago, and the second album, Marea Cusarea. It's a multi-ethnic, multi-genre grouping. Stefano Saletti is well known for another group from north of Rome in the Lazio region called the Novalia, and they fused Gregorian chant with electric guitars, oud, electronics, and all sorts of other stuff. Anyway, you can sort of hear that in the background of this new music from Piccola Banda Icona. He also has another wonderful group that he's a part of and is the director of, in fact, Sette Soish Orchestra, and they are doing a massive project in the Mediterranean, doing a whole bunch of shows. They did them last summer, and there was sort of half of the season of shows last summer, and the rest of them are going to happen this coming summer. So if you happen to be in Europe and you want to catch some great music, then check out Sette Soish Orchestra. It's S-O-I-S, and then orchestra spelled with a K. And the album is called, that album that they've done is called A Night in Sicily, which was actually a live album. Wonderful stuff. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of dates that I saw coming up, so you can check out and become a MySpace friend. All of the stuff that I play, pretty much most of it anyway, I do have links to on my MySpace page. So if you want to check it out, it's www.myspace.com/givetheboot. And if you'd like to send me an email, which I love getting, givetheboot@gmail.com, and you can send me your requests or maybe just a comment about music you've been listening to. Allora, poi vi racconto un po' di chi abbiamo sentito. Ah, abbiamo iniziato con un gruppo molto interessante dal sud Italia, dalla Puglia. Si chiama Farrawalla, che è un nome fantastico. Farrawalla è un gruppo di donne, quattro donne che fanno musica vocale. È un quartetto vocale nato nel 95. E, praticamente Farrawalla, il nome, viene dalla più profonda cavità carsica della Murgia, che è l'altopiano pugliese. È un nome di origine incerte, però la cui pronuncia riempie la bocca di voce, ed è vero. Io ho con me il loro primo disco, che si chiama semplicemente Farrawalla, dalla Amiato Records. È stato registrato nel 99, ma uscito nel 2001. Vi ho fatto sentire Tonga, che è il primo brano. E loro fanno una musica molto interessante, molto curiosa. Farrawalla.com è il nome del sito. E dopodiché è un altro gruppo che fa musica interessante, strumentale e anche vocale. Si chiama Paroplapi. Anche loro hanno un nome strano. Paroplapi fanno una musica, un misto tra musica del nord Italia e musica della... adesso mi scappa dalla mente, dall'Occitania, ecco. Quindi è un misto tra la lingua dell'Occitania e i dialetti di confine tra la Francia e l'Italia. La finestra dell'ultimo piano è il nome del disco, Se canta era la canzone. Bellissimo. Allora, sono le 8:20 qui su Give 'Em the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull e sono qui fino alle 9:30 stamattina, come ogni martedì mattina, a proporvi della musica etnica italiana, soprattutto italiana. Però, per esempio, è difficile non andare oltre l'Italia. Quando si parla di musica italiana, ci sono anche molte musiche che sono collegate, comunque, come la musica corsica, la musica corsa, la musica dalla Corsica. E ultimamente ho scoperto un gruppo, anche loro, che fanno musica vocale a cappella, che si chiama A Filetta. E vengono dalla Corsica, che è un'isola grande del Mediterraneo. Credo che sia l'isola, la terza isola più grande del Mediterraneo dopo la Sicilia e poi la Sardegna. E infatti la Corsica sta direttamente al nord, molto vicino alla Sardegna, e hanno molte cose in comune. Però poi ho scoperto ultimamente che la lingua corsa è più simile al toscano che al sardo, che non aspettavo assolutamente. Comunque, se volete potete andare a fare ricerche sulla storia della lingua corsa e quella della lingua sarda. Comunque a me interessa molto. Allora, Affiletta è un gruppo, sono 7 uomini, credo, e aspetta, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, sì, sono 7. Anche loro sono i miei amici su MySpace, quindi se volete andare a sentire un po' di musica. Adesso vi faccio sentire un pezzo dal vivo che si chiama A Sergio ed è veramente spettacolare. Quindi adesso Affiletta. Well, it doesn't seem to want to work, so I'm not sure what to do about that. never mind. Okay, I'll come back to Affiletta in a moment, if I can get it to work. And instead, I will play, let's see, what can we do instead? I will play some music from Southern Italy. Guaragnon from the album U Diavole e l'Acqua Sante. Adauya.
bruciato in la cuccagna, in la lividi volagna. O senti un paio solo che ti piagna e che si lagna, fiorello di volagna. Tu curri per strette, erano l'ore sepia, sorrise e ciarlate. Tu batti e culette, poi di minare cintate, così cara da contrade. Ma ho pensato e lo metto, curioso e scatenato. Sabella strada alla duido svela, per gli assi di a scuola era una manadela, per veia montaniera. Tu hai scoperto un giorno l'amicizia a più cara, e i canti d'una dara. Tu hai capito un giorno i colori d'una sara, e da ori d'una dara.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Io sono di terra, son fatta di terra. Sono più antica del cielo, sono più antica dell'acqua, e non ne sento la fatica, e non ne sento la fatica. Thank you.
sono di terra, sono fatta di terra. Sono più antica del cielo, sono più antica dell'acqua e non ne sento la fatica, e non ne sento la fatica. I miei occhi sono cristalli di sale. Dico che terra è il mio cuore, tutta l'aria del continente, fino nel mare lo tocco, ha respirato la mia vita. Amami come sono, amami e non temere il peso dei miei prati, il peso dei deserti immensamente grigi che ho attraversato. E coi capelli di seta, le mie perle sono gocce di rugiada, sono il pianto della notte per i sogni nati male che trascinano i piedi e non arrivano al mattino.
Diventa quasi come un nido quando
insieme si finisce con lo stesso grido e sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani, nelle mani tue. Sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani, nelle mani tue. Magica follia, non andrai più via. Guarda, è quasi l'alba, mi alzo e faccio solo due spaghetti al dente. Delle convenzioni, perché la carne, carne vive solo te emozioni e sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani tue. Sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani, sono nelle mani tue. Magica follia, sono nelle mani.
The magic voice of Mina, and she's a classic famous singer who's been around since the 60s. That was from an album called The Platinum Collection, which I believe it was on an EMI Italy label, and it's three CDs of music spanning her entire career, and that was an 80s song called Magica Follia. What a voice she has, really incredible. Before Mina, we heard from another fantastic Italian songstress, Lucilla Galeazzi, from her album Amore e Acciaio, which is also a little retrospective of her music, and she's definitely in the folk vein. She's a great guitarist as well as singer. Has in fact worked with in a project with the ladies from Faroalla, the vocal group I was featuring earlier today, and I'll play another track from them in a minute. Io sono di terra is the name of the track from Lucilla Galeazzi, and started off there with Affiletta, a Corsican male vocal group, a live track called A Sergio, which is Sergio, which is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful song, and featuring gorgeous harp and also accordion in the background. Affiletta. You can find out all of the information about these groups by going onto the MySpace page of Give 'Em the Boot, and you'll find links to their websites and MySpace pages, and you can listen to MP3s and discover a little bit more about their music if that's what you'd like to do. It is 8:40, and it's you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is Give 'Em the Boot, an hour and a half of Italian, mostly folk music. And I want to go back now to this group, Faroalla, who are made up of four very talented vocalists, and another song from their debut album. This one is called Ellipsis, and it's written by Gabriella Schiavone. It's from their debut album, and you can find out all the stuff about Faroalla from their website, faroalla.com. Again, you can listen to this show on podcast format, www.citr.ca, and click on the name of the show, Give 'Em the Boot, and you can also see a playlist of the show, which will appear later today on the Give 'Em the Boot MySpace page, in case you're wondering who I've played. So Here we go again. Farawalla.
Canto una testa da cabaio. dices cuando enciéndame, dices arreza y esténdame, como Dios que encende a ti. Tristeza de Dios hoy no, dices esa reza estela me como Dios encende a ti. En esa tristeza Dios hoy no, en su dolor Jesus, I'm
girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
That's right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. We just heard from La Voce della Luna, who are a choral group, a choir, in fact, or a force of nature, as they're known, from Melbourne, Australia, my homeland. And that's from a Music Deli CD called 3LO's Music Deli Breakfast. Deli Breakfast, that's right. And Music Deli is a wonderful ABC, that's the Australian Broadcasting Commission, music show. And you can catch all those ABC shows online. You don't have to be in Australia. And there's lots of really great ones. Music Deli is one of them, and The Daily Planet and The Weekend Planet are two others. So wonderful shows that feature music from all around the world and Australia. La Voce della Luna, and that was a folk song called Bella Ragazza. And we also heard from Elena Ledda, who is a Sardinian singer who specializes in traditional songs of Sardinia, of the island of Sardinia. And it was a live track called Sienda from the Live at Jazz in Sardinia album, which was released last year. Started off with Faro Alla, another track from them, Ellipsis, written by one of the members of that group from Bari in Puglia. So it's 5 to 9 here at Give 'em the Boot. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Looks like spring has, in fact, arrived. It's good to hear, good to see, and good to feel. Hopefully the sun will be out again today. Allora, torniamo all'isola della Sardegna. Invece di ascoltare le voci di donne, adesso andiamo alle voci di uomini. E qui i tenores, che sono i tenores di Bitti, forse il gruppo di canto a tenores più famoso della Sardegna, sono simili alla musica del gruppo precedente a Filetta, che vengono dalla Corsica. È sempre una musica vocale, polivocale, spesso senza strumenti. E qui sentiamo un pezzo che si chiama Satiras, dal disco Samore e Mamma dei tenores di Bitti.
E patata per di lusuru me kinduna
Sumera, 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 s Pecadores, if you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun, just like Run, DMC and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
You are listening to CITR, that's right. And if you want to become a member of CITR, you can get one of the Friends of CITR cards, which allows you discounts in all sorts of places all over the Lower Mainland for books, music, fashion, all sorts of stuff. We just heard the incredible voice of Franca Masu, who is a singer from Sardinia as well. She was singing the Sardinian Ave Maria, which is an absolutely beautiful song that's probably the most well-known Sardinian song outside of Sardinia. And it was live in Utrecht. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And she is actually from Alghero, where they speak a Catalan dialect of Spanish, not in fact Italian, so interesting. And before that, the Tenores di Bitti, Samore Mamma is the album, Satiras was the name of the song. And thanks very much to that caller who called in, who was listening on the construction site. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. Glad you're enjoying the music. So I thought I'd just mention too what's going on in Italian events around town. There happens to be a series of cinema events happening at the Italian Institute of Culture, which is downtown. And tomorrow night, April the 8th, there is going to be a free film at 6 p.m. at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. It's 510 West Hastings Street. The fourth film in the series of Italian movies based on famous Italian novels. It's called The Desert of the Tartars, and it's directed by Valerio Zurlini, adapted from the 1940 novel by Italian author Dino Buzzati, The Desert of the Tartars, Il Deserto dei Tartari, is the story of an endless wait for a big event to happen. The protagonist is a young recruit of the Austro-Hungarian Imperial Army who's assigned to his first post at the far-flung port of Bastiano, which overlooks a desert and a hostile mountain range. Buzzati's text was set in an undefined period and location, but Zurlini chose to transpose the allegorical story to 19th century Europe without too much trouble. Competently filmed and acted, The Desert of the Tartars is a very faithful transposition of Buzzati's literary work. It was filmed almost entirely in the citadel of Bam in Iran, which was destroyed by the terrible earthquake of 2003. Well, that's a reason alone to see the film. Released in 1976, the movie is in color, 140 minutes long, in Italian with English subtitles. It received 3 David Di Donatello Awards and a Silver Ribbon for Best Director in 1977. So that's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. It's a free film. No pre-registration is required. You can just show up, 510 West Hastings Street. It's on the 5th floor at the Italian Institute of Culture. And also in a related vein, on Thursday night, starting on Thursday night, going until Monday, April 13th, the Pacific Cinematheque and the Istituto Italiano di Cultura are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the making of Federico Fellini's masterpiece, La Dolce Vita. If you've never seen this film, I urge you to go and see it, especially because on the big screen it's absolutely fantastic. 50 years ago this spring, Federico Fellini began production on La Dolce Vita, one of his keystone works and one of the world's most famous films. Shooting began on March 16th, 1959. The famous Trevi Fountain scene with Anita Ekberg was filmed at the beginning of April. Production wrapped in late August. The finished film would premiere to great acclaim and a storm of controversy, of course, in Rome in February 1960, and it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes in May of the same year. The cast includes none other than Marcello Mastroianni, my all-time favorite Italian actor, the gigantically gorgeous Anita Ekberg, and many other great actors. It's in black and white, 35mm. It's in Italian with English subtitles. It's quite long, 174 minutes. And it's happening at the Pacific Cinematheque, which is 1131 Howe Street, Vancouver. It's a production that is in collaboration with the Istituto Italiano di Cultura in Vancouver. For tickets, you can call 604-688-3456 or visit cinematheque.bc.ca. So lots of good film happening around town. I'm going to see if I can get out to see La Dolce Vita sometime between Thursday and Monday. So it's only on just for a few days, so don't miss it. All right, then, let's continue on with some more music. It's 9:10 here at CITR. I am Linda Bull, and this is Give 'Em the Boot. Now for some more Southern Italian music. Milagro Acustico is the name of the group, and the name of this track is A Storia I Me Patri, and this is how it goes.
Yeah. Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Resta sempre rinciorrinale, la piscia resta sempre rinciorrinale, la piscia resta sempre rinciorrinale. Nessun su massetta faccia immense, ma sto silenzio non lo posso sentire. Ma caro vento sfumi il ghiaccio che tanti che luna si facesse aderire, tanti che luna si facesse aderire, tanti che luna si facesse aderire. Se
come fare, dell'amore gradito, dove avrà le fiori cercava la più bella.
Recuerdo, Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel, la sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él, con él, con él. Cinco minutos, la vida es eterna en cinco minutos. Suena la sirena de vuelta al trabajo y tú caminando lo iluminas todo. Los cinco minutos te hacen florecer. Te recuerdo, Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel, la sonrisa ancha, la lluvia en el pelo, no importaba nada, ibas a encontrarte con él, con él, con él, con él, con él, que partió a la sierra, que nunca hizo daño. Sirena, de vuelta al trabajo, muchos no volvieron, tampoco Manuel. Te recuerdo, Amanda, la calle mojada, corriendo a la fábrica donde trabajaba Manuel.
Una bellissima canzone, Te ricordo, Amanda, scritta da Victor Jara, un cantautore cileno ammazzato negli anni 70. E lui ha scritto un sacco di bellissime canzoni. E quello lì è stato interpretato dal gruppo di Daniele Seppe, ovviamente non Daniele Seppe che cantava, però da un suo disco dedicato alle canzoni di Victor Jara, Viaggi fuori dai paraggi, un bellissimo disco di Daniele Seppe. E prima di Daniele Seppe abbiamo sentito un altro pezzettino, Eramo in campo, un pezzo tradizionale cantato dal gruppo vocale della Puglia Farawalla, e poi all'inizio Canto di scanto dal Mar Mediterraneo, Ma che fari. Allora io devo scappare perché sono quasi le 9:30. Vi auguro una bellissima giornata, grazie per essere stati con me oggi su Give Him the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull, ci vediamo la settimana prossima martedì alle 8 come al solito, e vi lascio con un pezzo bellissimo da un gruppo, Tre Gosse de Luna. E il brano si chiama Canto di Emigranti, è uno strumentale con violoncello, chitarra, clarinetto e pianoforte. È un progetto, l'intento di cui è di raccontare le radici di una terra e di un folklore, quello bresciano, ricca di tradizioni millenarie. Ok, quindi ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Have a great day everyone. Goodbye for now, and stay tuned for Bryce Dunn with Third Time's the Charm.